All right, let's talk about it because today is the day. Tucker Carlson's interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin is like a bomb going off in establishment Washington right now. The deep state corporatists are in full panic mode as we speak about what is being exposed, not just about the corruption in Ukraine. I'm talking about the truth surrounding the DNC email hack. U.S. biolabs in Ukraine, perhaps? Will that be on the list here? Hillary Clinton's connections to all of this. Perhaps that's why the Clinton Foundation's connections to the corruption in Ukraine is top of mind for Hillary Clinton. And if you just pay attention to folks, to what's coming, because the Biden administration is pissed and they are going after Tucker Carlson full force. So it's no wonder Hillary Clinton presumably called up MSNBC yesterday in full panic mode and said, hey, put me on television. I'll do an exclusive interview with you guys if you put me on television. And yes, I will talk all about Tucker Carlson. Do you want me to do that interview? And MSNBC, of course, is like, absolutely, we would. You want to come on and do an exclusive with us so you can talk all about Tucker Carlson? Very fishy indeed, wouldn't you say? And that's why they're doing this interview preemptively, to try to discredit Tucker Carlson, because they know what's coming. Make no mistake about it. I'll stake my entire reputation, by the way, that there is no way this interview had been planned for weeks. This interview came together as a last-minute thing. This whole interview was about Tucker. It was about Trump. It was about Putin. That's what the interview was about. Here is Hillary Clinton attacking Tucker in the most childlike way possible because she knows what's coming. Even without her even seeing the interview, she knows what's coming. Watch.
I mean, he's like a puppy dog. You know, he somehow has, after having been fired from so many outlets in the United States, I would not be surprised if he emerges with a contract with an outlet, because he is a useful idiot. He says things that are not true. He parrots Vladimir Putin's pack of lies about Ukraine. So I don't see why Putin wouldn't give him an interview, because through him, he can, you know, continue to lie about what his, you know, objectives are in Ukraine and what he expects to see happen. It's really quite sad that not just somebody like Tucker Carlson, who has, as I said, been fired so many times because he seems unable to, you know, correlate his reporting with the truth, but also because it's a sign that there are people in this country right now who are like a fifth column for Vladimir Putin. And why? I don't know. I mean, why are certain Republicans throwing their lot in? Why are, you know, other Americans basically believing Putin? Why did Trump believe Putin more than our 11 intelligence agencies?
I don't know. Do you have a working theory?
I do have a working theory.
It's not funny. That's not funny. That's not funny at all. People die because, you didn't study, girl. You, the journalist, didn't study, if you think that that's so funny. Also, she's poking at him for having been fired for network news. She was fired. She lost elections. So, you know, is failure mean you can't ever try again in life?
Or when he worked at CNN and he was a conservative voice on CNN and it didn't align with their democratic values at CNN, they decided, we're going to push him out of here. And when he was telling the truth at Fox News and they actually didn't fire him, they actually came to an agreement to pay out the rest of his contract and pull him off of the air. So it wasn't actually fired, as he has publicly talked about. But anyway, and also you were fired because you lost an election and the American people have had enough of you. So Clinton is in panic mode right now over all of this. She says that Trump and Tucker are basically tapping in right now to this yearning. So she's tying Tucker to Trump and this MAGA movement in the United States, this basket of deplorables, right? So she went on and on and on about this and saying that Tucker is tapping into this yearning that MAGA Americans want an authoritarian leader, a dictator.
It's more than just the political partisan advantage. There is a yearning for leaders who can kill and imprison their opponents, destroy the press, lead a life that is one of impunity, unbound by any laws. There's a yearning among certain people in our country for that kind of leadership. And I find that absolutely gobsmacking, terrifying.
Oh, do you? So just think about, undermining the press. That's exactly what the Biden administration has done. It's collusion with social media and big tech companies to suppress the press, That's just one piece of this.
Well, why is it useful for her to do this preemptively? Because she's putting words into blue MAGA Democrats who will not question the narrative around Ukraine, who will not question the administration. They're uncomfortable doing any study about the war in Ukraine. And so they can use her words to say, no, I'm not going to look into that. No, I'm not going to question that. And I absolutely won't watch it. And if somebody tries to engage with me over it, I'll just use her words. Tucker Carlson's a loser. He's been fired a lot. He's a fifth arm of Putin.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, if you think about it, right, so Clinton is in panic mode over what's about to be exposed here. She doesn't do this interview just because she's, you know, she has an off day. She's doing this interview, this exclusive, because she knows what's about to be exposed here. Let's go down the list of items. Yeah, it is damage control. So let's go down the list of items that Tucker might be about to talk about here. I'm putting some big money on this, okay, on the DNC email hack, for starters. Remember the official narrative about how the DNC was hacked, right? Do you remember? The official line, of course, here's the Washington Post, and the official line from Hillary is that Putin hacked the DNC and then gave the emails to Julian Assange at WikiLeaks, right? That's the official line. Okay, now remember Tucker recently sat down and interviewed Julian Assange in Belmarsh prison. You'll recall this, of course. There he was in November. And then Tucker was on our show here at Redacted, and he confirmed to us on our show that he's working on this DNC email angle in a piece, because everything we've been told about this is a lie. He said this on our show.
I don't know. I just didn't go there in my own head. And now I look back at that period. So it would have been 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16. And there was a lot going on. And I'm revisiting some of those stories from that time and thinking, wait a second, the wackos, or the people I thought were wackos, were really onto something. And maybe not the whole story, but there's definitely something there. And I'll just give you one example, which is and I was writing about it this morning in a piece that we're doing on Julian Assange, who we visited in prison. You know, the emails from the DNC in 2016 that showed that the Hillary campaign had rigged the primary against Bernie Sanders, who had popular support, grassroots support. She did not. She was fully AstroTurf corporate candidate. And they told us that Russia stole those emails. Well, that's not true. And it was kind of obvious at the time that it wasn't true. Bill Binney did a big piece on this in The Nation, like, as a tech matter, that couldn't have happened. So someone from inside the building leaked those to WikiLeaks, and Assange has effectively said the same thing. So, like, what is that?
So, look, I'm no genius, despite what my wife thinks, but you don't find it curious that Tucker hasn't released that Julian Assange interview yet? Think about that for a moment, right? That was November. Waiting, perhaps, to confirm parts of that story before publishing that story, you know, like a good journalist does. He interviewed Assange in November. Why is he waiting on that? I think we all know the answer, and this is why Hillary and the Biden team are in full scramble mode right now. And that could be just one small piece of the story, the DNC email hack story. The other piece of this, or it could be related to the Clinton Foundation receiving stolen IMF money from Viktor Pinchuk, who runs the Cradles of Hope neonatal centers in Ukraine. Now, if you're living in the West and you want a baby, you can get a baby, any baby you want right now in Ukraine, right? I mean, it's like a baby factory. I mean, you can even get like twins. They, in fact, will guarantee you twins, right?
Yes. I've spoken to sources who say, if you want twins, we'll just shove 4 or 5 in there and we'll abort however many you don't want. It's basically made to order. Baby factory.
Baby factory in Ukraine. Here's Chelsea Clinton even showing up, lending Clinton Foundation credibility to these neonatal facilities in Ukraine. Feeling broody? Chelsea Clinton visits premature babies at children's hospitals during tour of Ukraine. Of course, these children's hospitals were Pinchuk's children's hospitals, receiving IMF stolen money. So maybe it's that. I don't know. Could be that. Or it could be biolabs. right? And the Hillary Clinton, Biden administration connection to these biolabs, of course, as Scott Bennett, former U.S. psychological warfare officer, explained. And here's the nice chart to like remind all of us here how this money flows. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, George Soros, former Vice President Biden, now president, flowing from these intelligence agencies into these biolabs, hundreds of millions of dollars. Again, Scott Bennett, former U.S. psychological warfare officer, has explained multiple times, seeing the documents himself, that Russians have connections and provided these documents. They've connected the dots on this to Hillary Clinton, to Ukraine, to the Clinton Foundation, and, of course, to the Vice President Joe Biden at the time. Watch.
Established by the United States under Barack Obama, Dick Lugar, 2007. They have grown exponentially ever since. They were developing pathogens, diseases, to a lot of the legal documentation that I've seen. I've seen the Pentagon documents. I've seen the slides. I've seen the implications that the USAID, CIA, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, the Soros Organization, the Open Society Foundation, all of these big foundations that were globalist, Bill Gates's Project 201, the Russians have all of the documentation and the fingerprints and their participation in this and their funding this, as well as Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and a variety of other groups that were in Ukraine, you know, using all of this research to then send back to Fort Detrick that found its way in Wuhan. So
all of this originated there. So he thinks, and Scott Bennett thinks, that, you know, this is exposing crimes against humanity. He's basically what these clowns have been involved with and these globalists have been involved with that they don't want you to know about. Listen.
Picking Ukraine because of its proximity to Russia, as well as its DNA makeup that is extraordinarily similar to the Russian ethnic communities in Moscow and St. Petersburg. So the West has been planning a germ biochemical warfare weaponization against Russia and its people for over 20, 30 years. So this was a collaboration by the State Department, the Department of Defense, the Biden administration, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi. That's one of the reasons they went over there to talk to Zelensky last week, is because they are frantic that they are going to be indicted in global war crimes and crimes against humanity, as they should.
So they are going to try and silence Tucker Carlson, but as he said on our show a few weeks ago, they can try every trick in the book, but they're not going to silence me, he said.
Are you the sort of person who's going to get beaten down and give up, and so you need to keep yourself strong inside? Not to over-dramatize, but I do think a lot is at stake, and you're absolutely right that the government is one of the driving forces behind censorship, and it's always through proxies and cutouts. That's what happened to Alex Jones. I mean, the FBI was all over that, you know, that suit, that civil suit against him that resulted in the $1 billion judgment that for a while almost put him out of business. I mean, that didn't happen in a vacuum, sorry. And so, yeah, they have a lot of ways of doing it, and doubtless they'll try. But of course, I mean, but the other thing is, I've already been through some of that, or quite a bit of it, actually. And so I'm certainly not intimidated. Maybe they'll succeed, but it's not going to stop me from talking. I mean, if it gets to the point where I'm, like, you know, standing downtown with a bullhorn, okay, that's where we are. But I think we have an obligation to say what we think is true. I personally have a burning need to do that. I can't respect myself if I don't. And so I'm not going to stop.
So we'll see. What do they try to do when this drops, and what revelations come out of this tonight? We will see. We'll be watching it very, very closely.
I mean, that's all very deep inside baseball, the connections with the Clintons. And the only reason that I think that that has some viability is because Hillary Clinton is in such a panic about Tucker Carlson. And what I was hoping for is just an overall, like, take the arch of lies and crack it with a hammer that has led Americans to support war after war after war. I want the average person to understand that Ukraine has been torturing the Donbas region for 10 years and asked for protection from Russia. And if the average person understands that, I'll consider that a success.
Right.
And then we can stop, right? And so I almost feel like all of this is too much, don't you think? Because it'll get lost and no one will get punished. So yeah, as much as I see your point here, I'm a little like, no, because the meat of it will get lost and people will be able to just throw it out like, oh, that's all the sorts of crazy biolabs, Clinton, stuff like that.
And again, who knows?
It's got to be a kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. Point out how the administration lies. They lie and people die. That's all I want.
You want that. All right. Well, what do you guys think? I mean, I don't know. I think, and again, we don't know, right? But we have, you know, Tucker literally on our show talking about a piece he's working on with Julian Assange about the DNC email hack and why we haven't seen that piece yet. And Hillary Clinton in a panic mode last night. So very interesting pieces about this. Also separately, just the Biden administration in panic mode about what's coming here. So keep this in mind as you look at the lens right now of this war. They just lost a huge funding vote, right, in Congress. So this $60 billion that was set to go to Ukraine is not. This is a huge defeat. And so they're losing right now. Biden's poll numbers are in the trash. And so the narrative is falling apart for them.
Right.
And so they are in a spin. Well, they're in a spin zone right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this whole story about the, you know, the election, the 2016 election being stolen by Russia, that is like part of American history now. You know what I mean? So that is a huge topic that you would want to cover with him because.
Well, I think that's a big piece of it. Yeah, I think that piece of it is absolutely like a major. That to me is what I hope. Because that to me is not, I mean, that is part of keep it simple, stupid, right? It's like,
we're not hacking your stuff. We're not getting involved in your elections. Your politicians are lying to you and killing people in the Far East. That's what I want. I think that's pretty easy. I think we prove that every single night, but people can sort of throw us away like, oh, they're super right wing or whatever. We're neither. I'm going to prove that to you in the upcoming block.
All right. So you want 30,000 foot level. I want specifics. Like I want
that later. It's got to be a home run. It's got to be like, it's got to be a tower moment, right? The tower, the crumbling of the tower. This archetype.
We'll see.
This is what I want. I'm asking for a lot, but this is what I want.
Who knows? I guess we'll see. We'll see here in about an hour and a half, right? That's what is going to happen. So we'll see about an hour and a half from now what actually this looks like. Can you believe it? I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.